It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lackawanna County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lackawanna County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And let's say good morning to Josh Benega, Lackawanna Veteran Service Officer. How are you doing there, Josh?
Doing all right. Getting off the junk food Super Bowl stupor and changing gears for Valentine's Day.
That's right. Yeah, there's too many things going on all of a sudden. It's hard to change. Yeah. Pretty good Super Bowl game anyway.
It was. As a late Gen Xer, I really appreciated the halftime show.
Yeah. It was okay if you like that kind of thing, I suppose, but it was entertaining.
Oh, well, that's some of the music I grew up on.
Right.
It was good stuff.
I'm not going to complain about it. It wasn't my cup of tea, but it was okay, and they didn't have to bleep anything out. I was figured the guy was going to have to sit there with his finger in a button.
The originals of those songs, there were quite a few slurs.
Yes, there were. But I didn't even notice anything. They must have had him sign the contract to clean it up a little bit there.
Yeah.
For the family show. Overall, everything, pretty good Super Bowl.
Yeah, the very first song, the next episode song, that was the originals. Pretty full of those words.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
But they changed them enough and made it all PG. And
that's right. And there were no wardrobe malfunctions or anything. So
nope.
We're good.
So, nope. It was good.
Yeah. And the game was right down to the wire, just as a Super Bowl should be.
I think one of my favorite commercials was either the Jim Carrey as a cable guy for the Verizon, or the Joneses in the Toyota pickups.
Yeah, there were a lot of good ones. I noticed posted on Facebook they had counted, and there were 107 commercials during the whole thing. So
that's a lot of commercials
for everybody.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind having the revenue.
Oh, and the Dr. Evil one was pretty good.
That was pretty good. I like that one.
So. Yeah.
Well, shall we salute a veteran today?
Of course. Today we're saluting aviation machinist mate third class James Burton Hoag. James was born on March 6th, 1927, and passed away on January 29th, 2014. He served twice. He entered active duty for the first time on April 2nd, 1945, in the United States Navy, and was honorably discharged on July 30th, 1946, as a seaman first class. So he served during World War II, but he also served during Korea. So he entered active duty again on January 3rd, 1951, was honorably discharged a few months later on November 30th, 1951, as an aviation machinist mate third class. So he was an aircraft mechanic. Served during World War II in the Korea area, and he earned the World War II Victory Medal. So we thank you, Jim, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. Thanks to the vets, and every day is Veterans Day in your office.
Especially in my office.
We're going to talk today about getting your prescriptions refilled on time.
Yes. The VA sent out a press release on October 18th, so it's a kind of an oldie, but it's very relevant to today. Delays in mail delivery are causing delays in veterans receiving their prescription medications, and VA is encouraging patients to request refills 15 days in advance of running out instead of 10 days, like the automated refill line recommends. My Healthy Vet has made online refills available for 16 years and has refilled over 194 million prescriptions. Refilling your medication on My Healthy Vet is simple and easy to use, but we want to make sure that you're following the right steps to get them delivered on time. Here's how you can prepare and not miss a beat or run out of medication. 1. Plan ahead. Avoid delays. New U.S. Postal Service shipping service standards have changed, and ordering 15 days ahead to ensure timely delivery will help. VA uses commercial delivery services like U.S. Postal Service and UPS. All the medications I get refilled come in the U.S. mail. So when you need a refill, make sure you mark your calendar to sign into My Healthy Vet or call the 855 number on your prescription bottle at least 15 days before your supply will run out. 15 days allows enough time to receive your prescriptions, even if there are unforeseen shipping delays. You can get VA prescription shipment notifications. You can again with My Healthy Vet, you can request refills of your refillable VA issued prescriptions. You can track their deliveries and view your prescription history online. But you can also receive email notifications of when your prescription refills are shipped. So you can go to the personal information section in the navigation bar and select My Profile. That's if you're refilling online with My Healthy Vet. You can opt in to receive shipment notifications. VA also recommends setting up notifications directly with the carrier, such as Informed Delivery by USPS or My Choice by UPS. And if you need to renew a prescription that is not refillable, you must contact your provider. So I've got to put a note into your primary care team and let them know that you need your need a new prescription written for a medication that you're on. And you can get a message usually within 3 working days, but usually it's less time than that. Everything you need to refill VA prescriptions over the phone can be found on its label, but you'll need your Social Security number and date of birth in order to do that online. For St. Cloud VA prescriptions, which most veterans in Lac Parle County are enrolled in St. Cloud VA, that number is 855-560-1724. And, of course, I do this for a lot of veterans. I'm happy to assist with refilling prescriptions over the phone. So it's pretty easy, but, I'm a veteran. I use the VA. I get prescriptions through the VA, and I've noticed a delay, and I would assume most other veterans in the area have as well. So it's... use that old military slang, it behooves somebody to allow at least 15 days for delivery instead of the 10, like the automated phone refill.
All right, and you can plan. It's pretty easy to plan that far ahead on a prescription. You know what it's going to run out by looking at it. So.
Yep. So, yep, yep. Yeah, when the bottle starts rattling a little louder, you dial the number.
I should talk. I wait till there's like 2 pills left and then... refill it. So I guess that's probably human nature.
Yeah, but for some of us that use the VA mail order pharmacy, it's
working a little bit ahead.
A little more due diligence is needed.
Right, but I should work a little further ahead anyway. Just a bad habit of mine.
And like I said, everything that a veteran needs to refill a prescription is either in their head or on the prescription bottle itself. So the prescription number and the phone number to refill it is on the prescription label. So,
all right.
More information on this, this will be in the Dawson Sentinel and the Western Guard this week. And there might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And the number is?
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office. We're open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, in the lower level of the courthouse. Should be in most of the week, but
no garden there anymore.
No garden.
No, pretty frozen level. Yeah.
Pretty cold. Yeah. But you can reach us by phone at 598-3445. I do have to say, though, next week, Monday and Tuesday, I will be out of the office. Monday is President's Day, so it's a long weekend, and county offices are closed. And I have an appointment on Tuesday the 22nd out of town. So I'll be out of town on Monday and Tuesday next week, but we'll be back open on Wednesday.
President's Day on the 21st. I was just looking at the calendar. That's kind of late, isn't it, for President's Day?
I don't know.
Maybe. I think the president's birthday was like the 12th or something. So
yeah, anyway. Lincoln's birthday was the 12th.
Right. But whatever.
My page a day calendar said Abraham Lincoln's birthday on Saturday. So.
That's right. I had him on my Today in History. So yeah, but the 21st is President's Day. Mm-hmm. So. All right, very good. Well, thank you, Josh, for the info. We will chat again next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Josh Benega, Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer with us. Vets Info on the Air this morning here on Q92.
Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.
For the latest in agronomy updates, the futures market, weather, and fuel prices,